This is a 10-minute guided exercise for the mindful eating practice. This practice involves bringing a curious awareness to the process of eating. One option is to choose a small food item that you can eat with your hands, something like raisins, crackers, or chips. This practice can really be done with whatever food is available to you, though. So before starting this exercise, make sure you have some food item available. Whenever you're ready, let's begin. Take a moment just to observe the food item you've chosen for this mindfulness practice. Notice what comes up for you as you look at the object in front of you. Perhaps you notice some physical aspects of the object. Maybe its color, if it's shiny or dull. The shape of the object and its size too. Maybe notice if it has textures or if it's smooth. Cracks, divots. Just familiarize yourself with the physical qualities that you can observe visually with this object first. And as you observe this food item, you might also notice your own internal reactions. Maybe you notice your mouth is watering a bit, or maybe you notice an urge to just eat the object already. But as much as you can, just noticing what comes up for you and just sitting back and being curious about it. And now go ahead and pick the object up if you're not already holding it. What can you notice about the way the object feels in your hand? Is it heavy or light? Is it sticky or another kind of texture? And if you like rolling the object around in your fingers, notice what the texture is like as it moves. What happens if you gently squeeze the object between your fingers? Is it solid or does it give in some way? When you're ready, you might see if the object has a smell. Bringing the object close up to your nose and just notice if there's any aroma or odor to it. How far away from your nose does the object have to be before you notice it has a smell, if it has a smell at all? What happens if you place the object next to your ear and gently roll it around between your fingers? Does it make any kind of sound? Now when you're ready, you're invited to place the object on your bottom lip, just placing it on your lip for now and not eating it yet. What is the texture of the object like on your lip? What other thoughts or other reactions come up for you as you do this? And next you're invited to place the object in your mouth. You might place it in your mouth first and keep it there without biting yet, maybe on the shelf of your back teeth. And notice what this is like. Is there an urge to bite? Maybe you've already started chewing it. Is your mouth starting to water? What else can you just notice? Just pausing here to really notice everything that's going on. Go ahead and take just one bite to start with. Take this bite slowly and notice what comes up for you. Do you notice any tastes? Changes in texture? Or other things going on internally for you? Now, if you like, you can continue slowly chewing, just trying to chew as slowly as is necessary for you to really bring your full awareness to noticing what it's like to chew. Notice if you're getting to a point where you might be ready to swallow the object. See if you can swallow with full awareness. What is that like? Now you're invited to continue eating mindfully at your own pace and in your own way. Take a few minutes here to continue eating mindfully with the rest of the food items in front of you, bringing your full awareness to each item. You can eat the items in any way you want to, but just practice noticing what you are doing and what comes up in your awareness as you eat. Just checking in with where you are right now. It's totally normal and okay if you find yourself getting lost in thoughts or have trouble remaining focused on simply eating. Remember, this happens to everyone. Whenever you notice your attention has wandered off, practice being gentle and kind with yourself, and then do the best you can to bring your attention back to the process of eating. Again and again, no matter how many times it takes, just gently refocusing on that next bite, that next food item. And if you're finding it difficult to remain focused on this or set aside the experience as something that's other than everyday for you, you might shift your perspective and try imagining as if you've never experienced this food item before. Perhaps you're from another country and they don't have this food, or maybe from another planet entirely. You're not even sure what this thing is, let alone if it's edible. You might just try having that perspective and really asking yourself, what is this particular food item, this particular bite, this particular moment like? If I were to report back to other people, what would I tell them? What can I notice about this particular experience right here? The exercise is now just about over, so you can put down any food you still have, and if you like, take a moment just to pause and reflect on what you noticed during this exercise. What was it like for you? What stood out? What was it like to do this exercise and pay close attention simply to the process of eating? Sometimes we pay attention to our food and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we can be on autopilot mode and just eat quickly without paying much attention to the food itself or the process of eating. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to eat our food. Each of us can eat food however we want to. This exercise can remind us that if we want to, we can pause, step out of automatic pilot, and pay attention to our food. In fact, for any daily activity, if it's brushing our teeth or taking a shower, combing our hair, we can pause and bring awareness to what we are doing and notice what the experience is like, what that particular experience is like, knowing that it might never be exactly the same the next time we do it. To bring this practice to a close, you might take a moment to mentally thank yourself for setting aside the time for self-care. Nice work. Keep it up.